We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At the end of the first hour, I made reference to the Michael Brown issue and how it's being used by two female politicians with the idea that Michael Brown was murdered. Because I'm a nice guy, I'm going to give Joe out of York just about a minute or so before we go to our guest. Let's make sure we hit the first correct line here. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you so much. Just recalling my own history. I'm not prejudiced. My mother's best friend was a black woman. I lived in Cleveland, Ohio, and we would go spend a whole day with her because it was segregated neighborhoods. And I didn't grow up knowing I was supposed to hate blacks or supposed to hate the Spanish or any of this crap. And I'm a white guy, mostly German, which are hated and were persecuted and murdered by mobs under President Wilson. I don't know if you know about that history. Anyway, what happened was the policeman, what happened with Brown, first of all, he was in the store, robbing the store, just taking things in his hand and pushing the guy working the store, just pushed him away. And he was told, you know, outside, I don't know what happened there, but he was at a distance, and the policeman told him to put his hands up. And Brown put his head down and charged the policeman.
So what's the point that you're making here? So are you lodging the same criticism here that it's inappropriate for this to be referred to as a murder?
Absolutely, because what happened in Akron, Ohio, when I lived there, was that in 1964, policemen saw this man, black man, walking up the middle of the boulevard at 2:30 in the morning, and they pulled the car up, and the policeman got out of the car to try to help him, and the black man grabbed the gun and killed both of them. So, now don't get me wrong, I'm not persecuting the blacks.
I get the idea. You're saying black. Unfortunately, along the way, there's been, as has been described by a very capable author, a war on cops. And that's really what this amounts to. We will have more discussion about this, I am sure. We want to quickly get to this because this is a subject that's going to get a lot of attention in the coming weeks with an effort by the president and others to put some sort of deal together that would include red flag laws. Is this going to be the magic bullet, no pun intended, to protect people in the future from mass shootings? Congressman Thomas Massie says, I don't think so. He's back with us. Good morning. Welcome back, man. Good to talk to you.
Good morning, Vince. Thanks for having me on. No, these won't just fail to solve the problem. They're going to make the problem worse in many cases because those who would or need to seek help are going to avoid seeking help for fear of being red flagged. And so you're going to have people out there who need mental health that won't seek it. You're going to have families out there who don't want to get help for the person in their house because they're afraid that the guns in their house will be taken away. It's just going to be bad all around. Also, as we saw in Maryland, there was a citizen who was woken up at 5 a.m., and as a lot of people in Kentucky do, this guy in Maryland had a gun with him when he went to the door because strangers were there. And in the confusion that ensued, he was shot by police officers trying to exercise one of these red flag laws. They're also called restraining protection orders, ERPOs, extreme risk protection orders. And so that's the danger that you have. It's also a danger to the sheriffs and their deputies who are going to be asked to execute these raids, these surprise raids. There's a sheriff, Sheriff Steve Reams in Weld County, Colorado, who's already refused to execute any of these restraining orders because he believes they're not just unconstitutional, they're unsafe to his deputies.
I mean, think about this. If you're concerned about the possibility the person could pose a danger, yes, you're putting these officers literally in the line of fire. And you drive home another point that I think is really important. I don't think anybody's considering the mental health of the person here, because if you're concerned about someone's mental health, that person probably needs to be committed, right?
That's right. There are already laws on the books in every state in the union that allow somebody to be taken in for 3 days for even involuntarily for mental health observation. But in those laws are different from red flag laws in that when we've identified somebody who's a danger to themselves or others, and by the way, those laws also generally require the opinion of a health mental health professional, not just a hunch by a neighbor or a Facebook follower or a police officer. They require a medical opinion. You're taking that person in to help them. You're removing them from the situation, whereas the red flag laws, the law enforcement go in and irritate the person who needs help. There's no list of guns, nor should there be, that everybody has in their possession, so you never know if you've taken all of their firearms away under a red flag law. There's just no way to know. Maybe all you've done is irritate the person, and they're still sitting at home without treatment, without help, and they may be armed.
We're talking with Congressman Thomas Massie about red flag laws. One of the other concerns here, and this gets to the freedom aspect of this, this is a real assault on due process.
Yeah, the 14th Amendment says that you can't be deprived of life or liberty or your property without due process, and that's just basically a restatement of what we believe in this country and what's implicit in the Constitution itself. And so you're depriving people of First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, and the 14th Amendment, just to name a few. And when the federal government gets involved here, Vince, I think you're also violating the 10th Amendment. I know you are, because the people who say that federal legislators need to act are basically completely and absolutely ignorant of how our country is designed. Okay, 17 states have red flag laws on the books already, plus the District of Columbia. Now, with the exception of the District of Columbia, which the federal government does have jurisdiction over, this is a state issue. Murder, a state issue. You go to a state court. If you've committed murder, if you abuse children, that's a state issue. These are all custody battles. Those are state issues. Rape, that is a state issue, and those are state laws that enforce those. And so to come and ask federal legislators, and for federal legislators to even pretend it's their job, it demonstrates an ignorance. And actually, when you see these implemented at the federal level, because these are state issues trying to be carried out by the federal government, what you will see are bribes and inducements from the federal government. If the red flag laws that are proposed at the federal level pass, they will be in the form of bribes to states to pass these laws, because the federal legislators, they may not know it themselves, but when they go to their staff and to the legislative experts to draft these bills, they're going to find out they can't draft it to be a federal law. It has to be a state law. So then they'll try to lean on the state.
Oh, my goodness. This is so convoluted in so many ways. Do you have time to hold on with us briefly? Because I have one more important political question to ask, which we will pose to our good friend Congressman Thomas Massie from Kentucky. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a brand new WBT podcast episode available right now, Inside the Game of Politics with Pat McCrory. Listen to the governor as he talks to notable political, business, and entertainment insiders and ask them to share their personal experiences, the good, the bad, and the outrageous, the game of politics. This week's episode features attorney Bill Graham. Check it out. WBT.com, radio.com, iTunes, and everywhere you get your favorite podcasts. Continuing our conversation with Congressman Thomas Massie from Northern Kentucky in the Cincinnati area. And one of the things I'm curious about here, and you've hit all the right points here, reference to constitutionality and regarding ineffectiveness of these red flag laws. Where does this go? Because you got the president pushing this, apparently, and you've got Republican members of the House and the Senate who seem to be inclined to go headlong in this direction. What does a man like Congressman Thomas Massie do?
Well, I'm trying to get to the president, Vince, and overcome the voices that are surrounding him right now. You know, he takes input from a lot of different areas. I think he's got some bad advice on this. And what I'm doing is working with other conservative members of the House of Representatives, writing op-eds, for instance. We got one in the National Review. We're going to put another one out soon that goes after the idea that that enhancing background checks would have somehow changed this outcome, or that outlawing so-called assault rifles would change this outcome. But to get more specific about where the danger is to these red flag laws passing, Nancy Pelosi controls the House of Representatives, and with a simple majority, you can do anything there. So it's almost a foregone conclusion. We're going to lose the battle there. The only thing that could possibly happen is you get some Democrats who want even more gun control, and they hold out and don't vote for it. But it's going to pass in the House. The only two places we can stop it right now are the Senate and at the White House. The president could veto it, and as he should, but the problem is he's expressed some sympathy for these laws, and you have some Republican senators who have expressed sympathy for the law. So the focus needs to be on the senators who are talking about red flag laws and the president.
Are you hopeful?
I am hopeful. I am hopeful. At the end of the day, these are state laws. Even the bill that the feds pass, if they do pass one, will basically amount to bribes to the states to adopt a standardized set of red flag laws. At that point, the governors can stand firm, the state legislatures can stand firm, and they can refuse the bribe. Now, the problem is that money is still being taken from their citizens and given to other states, so it's going to be hard to turn down, but I think they should turn it down. If in fact, this form of red flag law legislation passes and the president signs it.
Well, we have the challenge before us, which is to stop this thing in its tracks. Again, the first stop has got to be the Senate. Hopefully, we will be able to somehow prevail upon them that this thing doesn't pass at all, but ultimately, if it passes, that the president does not sign it. So that is our hope here, and we hope that this message is received by the president and others.
Well, that's where you need to start, but also if you want to skate to where the puck is going, I think that you should be talking to your state legislators and your governor right now. North Carolina, South Carolina, and Kentucky, none of us have red flag laws right now. But I can guarantee in every state, some state legislator is talking about them, and some governor is waffling. And so you need to go to where the puck is going and be ready to block the goal. That's where they're going to that's where they're going to score the goal against our Second Amendment.
Yep, very important. I'm glad you pointed that out. Congressman Thomas Massie, thanks a lot for coming on the broadcast. Good to reconnect, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Vince. Talk to you later.
Well, there's our directive, and we need to follow this, as he said, in both of these states, here in North and South Carolina. Make sure there is no effort by the legislatures to take any action here. It's frustrating to me. It really is. how much the liberals drive the agenda. Even our conversation, we're constantly reacting to what they're doing. You notice that? We're not pushing a conservative agenda. We're not advancing. What we're doing most of the time is defending. Somehow, we've got to get beyond this defensive mode. Anita out of Piedmont, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Vance. I've just got a comment. I know you've moved on past it, but the Michael Brown in Ferguson. Now, okay, we had a false narrative. And where the hands up, don't shoot, the birth of the Black Lives Matter movement. We all remember Michael Brown's name and all this piling on like the police are just corrupt and just racist as they can be. Does anybody know what happened to the innocent police officer that had to go into witness protection with his family? I mean, it's appalling to me. And I mean, but that's when things... All this racial divide and where it really got stoked is where it started. You had your Al Sharptons. You had Eric Holder and the full weight of the Justice Department trying to say this is what happened. It did not happen. But 50% of the country do not know what actually did happen. The police officer had a fractured eye socket where the guy was reaching to get his gun and hit him in the face. Nobody knows that, though. Anyway,
yep.
That's all I had to say.
I understand, and it's frustrating when you see this narrative that's continued to be pushed by the left, and it's totally false. A lot of people simply don't care. Never let the facts stand in the way of advocacy. You know, that's how this works. You know, if you have a cause, make sure you keep supporting that cause, no matter how inaccurate the underlying information is. This is how it works. Joe out of Charlotte, good morning.
How you doing, my friend?
All right, sir.
That's great. I must say, Vince, I'm a bit conflicted with the shiny object conversation you had with the representative, and I'll tell you why, but I want to jump to Ferguson real quick. The Ferguson issue, I can see Mike Brown. You know, that was a very conflicted situation in that strong-arm robbery and what happened. But the real issue behind that was just a match light to the decades of police brutality, of fines, and what they were doing in certain areas of Ferguson, and the community just saw that as the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes.
And that's what lit Ferguson on fire. So that's the truth behind that. It's not the shiny object of Mike Brown, but the decades of how law enforcement really abused that community for decades.
That's a good observation. Great observation there, Joe.
Moving to the Second Amendment. Everybody's concerned about the red flag laws. I'm a Second Amendment person. I got guns in my house, and I want to keep them. I don't have a high-capacity weapon like a AK-47 or a AR-15 because it just doesn't interest me. But, hey, if you want one, go get it. There are already people that have weapons that have mental health issues right now. I don't have a problem with that. The Second Amendment is my issue. If you have the Second Amendment, speak up, representative you spoke to, about the accountability and the responsibility of honoring that amendment.
And now, how does that need to take place? We only have about 15 seconds or so. How does that need to be honored?
In 15 seconds, I hope this will pique your interest. High-capacity weapons insurance through your insurance company. If I have to have an increase in my insurance for a pool, or my daughter gets a shiny red six-speed Corvette that can go over 200 miles an hour, then I need to be responsible for that particular purchase.
Okay. Boy, that sounds like an interesting conversation for another time. The phone lines are full. I want to get to... one item for sure before we get to your calls. Don't worry. Never fear. We'll get to more of your calls here. The Jeffrey Epstein story. This story is just screwed up on so many levels. CBS now reporting, the morning of Jeffrey Epstein's death, there was shouting and shrieking from his jail cell. Huh? You can't make this up. You really can't. Guards attempted to revive him while saying, breathe, Epstein, breathe.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Congress, the latest to start investigating Epstein's apparent suicide over the weekend, with new reports raising questions about the federal jail where he was being held. One of Epstein's guards, the Metropolitan Correctional Center, on the night he died, was reportedly not a regular corrections officer. Like I said, can you make this story up? Is it possible with all of its bizarre twists and turns? I told you yesterday about William Barr, saying we'll get to the bottom of what happened. There will be accountability. William Barr saying he was appalled and frankly angry to learn of the failure of this facility to secure the prisoner. Government investigators also raided the alleged sex offender's private island in the Virgin Islands. This story is getting weirder and weirder by the moment. Let us go out to, Neil is next. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
All right, sir.
Listen, you know, I'm an active NRA member, and I'm a Republican, and I own two different variations of the AR-15. I have the standard 5.56, and I have a 6.5 Grendel. They're both very powerful weapons. Being realistic about this, the red flag laws, I understand the complication with that, but the background checks, I mean, come on, let's be honest with each other. I mean, these are high-powered weapons. I had to register my truck. Why wouldn't I have to register this? So, I mean, that's common sense. And I know a lot of my brethren in the NRA are not going to agree with that, because we know that the left is going to take it and run with it. But at least give them that. I have no problem. If you're not doing anything wrong, you can go into a gun store, fill out the paperwork, and get your gun in 3 days. You have to do it with a pistol. What's the difference? Nope. Denied anything. That's just common sense. These are extremely dangerous guns. And in the wrong hands, as we've seen, they're extremely deadly. So as far as that goes, I think that we could come to a common understanding there. And I never agree with Democrats on anything.
Do you think it would make a difference based on, and my understanding is, everything that I have seen with the information that we have on every single one of these situations, the things that have been proposed would not make a difference at all?
No, I don't think it would make a difference, but, you know, that's the Republicans going, look, we're going to give you this. Now you see that it's not changing anything.
Okay, so this is part of your strategy. You're saying give them some of these things that are really not going to make a difference, and then you'll be able to come back and say, all right, you've got it, and it still has not solved anything.
Has handgun registration stopped handgun violence? No, it hasn't. Not at all. You know, so, yeah, here, you can have that, absolutely. I have to fill out the paperwork to get it anyway, so what's another extra couple of lines? Fine, here. But as far as red flags, common sense is, with me and my group of people and my family, they know, through my own telling them, that if I ever get to a point that you guys deem me not stable, the first thing the men in my family are to do are to take my guns from me. That's a decision made by my family.
Your family. I love that. That is excellent. That is absolutely excellent, Neil. Thank you very much for your call and your thoughtful contribution to the conversation. Yeah, I had a similar situation. I had a friend who was not doing well, we'll just put it that way, several months ago. And he's, you know, I'm talking to him, and he said, I've got guns here. I literally left where I was, and I said, I am heading your way right now. As soon as he brought that up. See, and I love the attitude that he has here. This is not something he's looking to the government to deal with this issue. There's an agreement among family members. If there's something wrong, take the guns away. You don't have to get the government involved in that. But again, this is part of what's wrong with our society. We don't have people interacting with people, not even among family members. And we're going to try to fix what's wrong with the country? And we have families not even coordinating with each other? Yeah, that's going to work. Ryan out of Chesterfield, good morning.
Hi, Vince. How are you doing?
All right, sir.
Vince, I'm a white guy, and we love you, man, because we don't think you like your race, and keep up the good work.
Oh, that's really funny. What a moron. Don't ever call this show again. My goodness. Let's go out to Fort Mill and David. Good morning.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I would like to respectfully disagree with the past couple callers you've had. Gun owner, hunter. I have an AR. I've shot it a few times. You know, I like shooting. It's fun. But the difference between cars, homes, home privilege versus rights. The gun ownership is a right. So the state was able to put laws like insurance laws on driving. You should not do the same thing. And I get where they're going. I understand some of the, why they want to do these things. It's a feel-good kind of thing. But, again, one is a privilege and one is a right. Will we put an insurance policy on the First Amendment because somebody's offended us? Do we want to, you know, where will that stop? So, and again, once you put insurance on it, we start regulating it in a different way.
With corporate regulation. Yes, with corporate regulation is what it amounts to. And corporations can have an area of control, which we don't want them to have. Not a good thing.
Red flag laws scare the devil out of me because all it takes is someone who's angry at someone else, and the next thing you know, we've got the government once again interfering because someone's mad at somebody. We got to make sure that these things are done properly and not infringing on our rights. High capacity clips. I've got a .22 that holds 12 plus rounds. I got a pistol that shoots a .22 with high, you know, a lot of bullets, 12, 10 rounds. You know, these things have been around for years. These guns have been around for years. Maybe not the amount that they can hold, but something else has happened in our society. My father used to carry a gun to school.
Yep, it's changed. It's our society that's changed. And again, we've had this conversation plenty of times. No new ground being broken here. Let's go out to Pam Warner for a look at traffic and weather.
Still seeing a few minor slowdowns. Got a crash with some property damage. Ballantyne Commons Parkway at Elm Lane. Also Johnston Road at Providence Road West. Still dealing with the lights out in that area. And a disabled vehicle on Queens Road West at East Boulevard. And tired of painting your home or business year after year? Rhino Shield is a revolutionary ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Call now for your free estimate and receive 15% off the regular price. Visit RhinoShieldCarolina.com. And today's weather is mostly cloudy skies with a high of 96, a low of 74, and some afternoon thunderstorms. I'm Pam Warner, WBT Traffic.
On the text line, give everyone a gun like the 1800s. After a month, there's not going to be hardly any killings anymore. Also this, responding to some of the callers here with willing to make changes. I disagree. Do not give an inch. They've proven they will take a mile. Excuse me, they are liberals. Make that a kilometer. It's time for Bill O'Reilly.
Welcome to the O'Reilly Update, presented by Woody's Auto Service, with 11 Charlotte area locations to serve you. Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Federal spending by the U.S. government hits an all-time high. A friend of the alleged Dayton killer will face federal charges. Researchers hunt for a pill to cure loneliness. Prescriptions for reading glasses rising fast among teenagers. A top university bans hamburgers to save the planet. Also coming up, the message of the day: why are Senators Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris ignoring the Constitution? But first, spending by the U.S. government hit an all-time high through July, reaching more than $3.7 trillion so far this year. When factoring in taxes and other sources.
You know, one of the things I've noticed, it really saddens me. I have a friend named Chris I used to work with in television days. And at some point, he defriended me. He recently reconnected. Have you seen that post on social media where somebody said, if you defriend me and try to reconnect, I'm gonna charge you a reconnection fee?
Yes.
I should do that here. Here's a post for my friend Chris here. Not all Republicans are dishonest, greedy, corrupt hypocrites. Some are dead. Isn't it mind-boggling? I mean, these are the people who are trying to convince me they're so compassionate and so loving. And I'm serious. All that comes out of this guy all day is hate. All day. Nonstop hatred.
That ain't good for you.
No, it isn't. I mean, just like my friend Anthony, it's this constant state of agitation and anger. It's like, get off of it, man. I mean, he knows by now. I'm not going to be defending Donald Trump. But at the same time, when I'm communicating with him, like, you need to get over this. Yes, it is derangement. You need to have a life. Let's quickly go to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Of course, I'm calling about gun control. But, you know, that term is not really why. It's not gun control. It's people control.
Yep.
They say power. They want more power. And I don't propose to give the people giving all this problem about new laws and all that stuff. I wouldn't give them an inch. We've got 22,000 gun laws on the books already. I don't see anything wrong with identifying people that have issues like mental problems. I bought a semi-automatic rifle at the Naval Exchange in Yokosuka, Japan in 1964. I ain't never even aimed at anybody. Don't intend to unless I have to. And I've got a bunch of other guns. And I don't propose giving them an inch with respect to this gun control thing. We've got enough controls now. You remember the movie Shane? When he told that lady, he said, a gun is a tool. It's only as good or bad as the man behind it.
You're absolutely right, Tom. I do appreciate your call. Thanks very much for your perspective. You're over on the text line. Katie says, that you just read about Republicans felt like a knife to the heart. Well, it ought to. I'm sad for people like that. I really am. You're going to broad brush a whole group of people. Take that line out. I mean, take Republican out. You can put black there. You can put Hispanic. You know, the very things that these liberals tell us not to do. They do it all the time. Generalize. It's really unfortunate. Defriended? Why on earth would anyone ever friend you? The trolls are out, aren't they? See again, that I think that's sad. I really do. Sometimes people are just out in left field. Let's quickly take a look at the day in history. Go down I-85 to our upstate studio and our good friend, Mr. Wrightso. How are you doing today, man?
Doing good. Don't you wish you had as much time as these trolls have?
I know.
Awesome.
Yeah, they have a lot of spare time, apparently. Four questions for you. We begin in 1889. This was patented by William Gray. They used to be everywhere, but they've pretty much disappeared now because people have cell phones. What are we talking about?
Telephone booth?
Okay, we're going to give that to you. The first coin-operated telephone, 1889. That's a long time ago. 1942, this production opened up in Radio City Music Hall in New York City. A Disney production, you might say it was quite a dear presentation.
Really?
If you don't get this one.
Bambi. You're so proud of yourself, too. That's the sad part.
Thank you. That is pretty sad, isn't
Very
it?
Very good, Lonzo.
Let's go to 1961. Barbed wire fence put up separating these cities in Europe. What were they in 1961? Actually, one city split in half.
Germany.
You're correct. And what is the city?
Oh, no. No.
There's a group with this name.
I know the name. I'm just watching the clock at the same time.
No more words. I have no more words for you.
Berlin. Really?
You had to admit that was cool, wasn't it?
That is the best clue you've ever given. I'm probably one of the only people who would have gotten it.
You should have seen Vince's eyes light up when that clue hit him to say it.
Exactly. John had this acknowledgement over there. It was great.
I love that song.
2008. This American swimmer won his 11th Olympic gold medal, a record. American swimmer.
You know, I hate when you see someone in your head.
I know.
And it
drives you up the wall, doesn't it? Because you can't think of the name.
I know he got caught smoking something in South Carolina.
Yeah.
He looks like someone who used to work here.
Oh, my goodness.
I give up.
I'm just not there today.
What can I say?
Johnny, you know who this person is?
I can see the face, but I'm thinking Mark Spitz. And
oh,
that's
no.
Spitz. 30 years ago. Phelps.
Michael Phelps, you're correct. That is the answer, Charles.
See, that's the problem. He looks so much like someone you and I used to work with, Vince. A really tall guy who even dressed up as him as Halloween by the name of Matt.
Oh,
I couldn't get
Matt's
head
character.
Out of my head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Head.
Boy, that's a really terrible thing to have in your head, too. I'm just kidding, Matt.
No, he's not.
Any case, hey, great to talk with you, man. Have yourself a great day, and God bless you all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.